Hello.
Yeah, hi, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here at Local Splash. You were just speaking with Van, one of my mapping coordinators, and he was having a little bit of issue with his system. He wasn't able to transfer the call over to me.
Okay.
But he did,
no problem.
Want me to get on the line to get you the details, to answer any questions you might have, and also to apply a reduced rate here for your company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going
so far? Oh, thank you. So far, so good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Right, right.
And Van says you're servicing, you know, a good 40 miles or so, kind of the greater Houston metro area. And it's residential only. You're not looking for any commercial work at all?
Yeah, no commercial work at this point.
Not at this time. Okay. That's fine. The reason that I ask though is that the marketing that we do is very targeted. So we want to make sure that you're getting the right types of phone calls from the people that need your services. That's the power and benefit of this particular listing. You will get calls directly to you from living, breathing human beings, residential clients that need your services. They won't need to already know the name of your company to see you as a top option for their search, but they will call you directly. So, you know, they're typing any of the keywords related to the cabinets or, you know, kitchen remodeling or anything like that. And when the calls come to you, it's going to be someone who will have already seen a website that will build for you, and it's going to be a very high conversion rate. I wanted to ask you real quickly here about the Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile that Van attached. I think he found it when he was looking for your website. Is that a service that you're using currently? I know it's a lead-based system where you pay for every lead, right? Whether
right,
you get the job
right.
Or not. Are you paying for leads right now?
I just started with them.
You just started
years ago, yeah. And
okay,
so,
when it was Home Advisor, now it's kind of HomeAdvisor slash Angie's. And how do you like that service overall?
You know, I just feel if I'm able to get a couple of leads to pull the trigger, then it's worth
it. It is, right. And as you know from experience before, it is hit or miss, and it's a shared lead system. The leads that you get do get sent and sold to usually 6 or 8 of your competitors. So you're almost always dealing with a potential customer who is expecting several bids and several phone calls. They might be looking for the cheapest guy in town. They might only even be looking for an estimate. And, of course, you're still expected to pay for those leads. But the best part about it for your services is, like you said, you really only need a couple of jobs. You know, you don't need every lead to turn into work for you to be
right.
profitable using that service. But what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, Networks, any of the others, even my customers that have experience and success with their lead service would still prefer to get phone calls, you know, have someone call them directly instead of chase down leads. So that's
right.
obviously the service that we provide. You don't have to stop using Angie's List or Angie Leads or Home Advisor, whatever they call themselves, to be a top option on the first page of Google. But like I said, when your phone is ringing, you'll probably keep your leads paused much more often or even all the time. Now, it's not just Google. You know, to get you listed on that local map or the pack that pops up near the top of the page, we will need to create the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, the content that is going to put you ahead of your competitors. So you'll have everything that Google wants to see. Almost 70 different directories will be created for your company, all of them equally important to Google and Bing, and all of them talking about your services, your service area, and linking back to a .com website that will also include for you. So you'll have, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page, you'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, the whole nine yards. Known to the public or unknown, but like I said, all of them talking about your services and your service area, backlinking to a .com website, that's going to get you on that first page attached to your verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, with a 30 or 40 mile radius, including, you know, most of the Houston metro area, this will also need to have Google paid ads. That's going to help you to really stand out ahead of your competitors. The ads run at the very top of the page and get you found quickly throughout that 30, 40 mile radius. It's still a flat rate even with the Google ads included. Now, as a business, you're 5 or 6 years in, but you got 20 plus years of experience, you qualify for an established business rate. We prefer to work with businesses that are established, companies that know what they're doing, businesses that can handle more work and still do quality work. So for a company like yours, you're actually going to see a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. You will save exactly $300 every month that you choose to stay with us. It is a month-to-month service, no long-term contract, but this reduced rate will apply as long as you use the service, and it is quite significant. Like I said, 50% saves you $300 a month. It's going to bring your rate down from what would normally be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. That $299 is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You don't pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. You do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. Now, the website's going to be included. We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost, because, of course, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is to make sure that a lot of the people who see you there decide to pick up the phone and call you directly. So I know you don't have a website, but you must have photos, right, of some of the work that you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you do. Definitely. Great. So not only are we going to build the website for you, the initial construction of the website, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included at no additional cost. Of course, that means as we start sending you work, you can keep on taking photos, and we can add more photos to the website. We can update content, add more services. If ever you do want to be found for commercial work, we can make those changes too. And, of course, there's never any additional cost for us to do that. Now, it is, like I said, a month-to-month service. It's a position that we're actively filling. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see even the breakdown of the keywords you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly, but there will be a contact form so residential clients can tell you where they live and what they're hoping to have done when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message. You'll also get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not going to pay extra for those leads. And then anything they type into that lead form will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting. You know where it's coming from. You even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
As far as the building of the website, because that's really something I'm trying to get a hold of.
Okay.
Whoever's building that website, definitely I would have communication with them and maybe be able to show me how it looks and whatnot.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. One of the very first things that we would do would be to get you through to a client interview. And, of course, that's where we get all the information that we need to create that content, to build out the website. And we'll want to know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And one of the other things that you can do, even directly through your client dashboard, is to upload additional photos, request content changes. So we absolutely do want to make sure that we are branding your business the way you want it to be appearing on that first page. So, of course, we want you to be a big part of the process in creating that content.
Okay.
Now, I see the business listed as Chewy's Cabinets. Is that how you would want the company to appear on the first page?
I've just finished getting another LLC.
Okay.
So the second LLC is going to focus more on the remodeling aspect of kitchen.
Gotcha.
And
kitchen and bathroom. Yeah. Obviously, you still do cabinets, but you are really hoping to kind of find more you know, bigger jobs, kitchen and bathroom complete remodels, right?
Correct.
Is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
No, we're like a team of like seven.
Seven guys. Okay, great. So you've got a team. You definitely are willing and able and wanting to take on bigger jobs. So how did you want the business to appear then online?
So the name I like to go with is JCA Kitchen and Bath.
J like John, C like Charlie, A like Apple?
Correct.
Okay. And then kitchen and bath. Now, the and, the word in between the kitchen and bath, did you want the A-N-D spelled out or the ampersand, the symbol for the word and?
I prefer the symbol, yeah.
I do too. I think it grabs someone's attention and it makes them look twice. So if anyone ever asks, that's what I always say.
yes.
And then even though it is an LLC, you do not want the LLC to appear in the branding of the business name, right?
No.
Yeah. I also would recommend leaving it off too. Is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, at the moment, yes.
Okay.
You know, eventually I'll probably be getting like a business number.
Sure. But and if that ever changes or when it changes. Yeah, and I'm sure it's a smartphone too. You can receive a text message on that number.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message. You also get an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, it will not only be attached to the contact form. We'd want to list it physically on the website, too. If it's more of a personal address, we just keep it hidden, but it's still attached to the contact form. And, of course, when necessary, we'll use it to contact you regarding your account. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Yeah, it's going to be J-A-G-R-E, D as in dog, A-N-O, 14, at Gmail. Basically, the first letter of my first name and then my last name, 14
okay.
At Gmail.
Okay, so your last name is Agredano, A-G-R-E-D-A-N-O?
Correct.
And how do you spell your first name?
It's Jesus, J-E-S-U-S.
Okay.
And then everybody calls me Chewy.
Everyone calls you Chewy? Okay, I was wondering where the Chewy came from.
C-H-U-Y, yeah.
Right.
So
you actually
where the J-C-A comes from.
Gotcha, where the J-C-A comes from. I gotcha. And then, Chewy, when we contact you regarding your account, do you prefer phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of the above.
All of them, yeah. And there's always going to be a little bit of redundancy, I should say, built into the system. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times, we'll just call you or leave a message. If we can't reach you, we'll send a text message, that type of thing. So it's good that we'll be able to contact you with any of those methods. Now, one thing that I wanted to ask you about is the physical address that actually does appear on the Angie's leads, because I know that you are service-based and you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. So that 3300 North Loop, 336 West, Unit 814, that's probably not an address that you would even necessarily want us to promote for your business.
Correct.
Online, right? Is that a home address?
What was the address that you have on your?
Well, it's on the Angie's list. It's the 3300 North Loop, 336 West, Unit 814.
Yeah, that's my old address, actually.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, the reason that I'm asking is, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or a warehouse, a small office, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to try to knock on your door any more than you would. They just want to list your city and state. They do want to make sure that you're an active business in the local area, since you are showing up in both that local map and the ads above it. And they prefer the U.S. Postal Service. They will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those, of course, can be rented by someone outside of town. But, you know, we're not going to show any physical address for you. So where do you currently receive your mail?
It's 366 FM 1488 Road, apartment 426. And that's Conroe, Texas.
427. And that's populated in 77384, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, apartment 426. So again, obviously we're not promoting any physical address for you. And you said that was 366 FM Road 1488, right?
Yeah, FM 1488 Road.
Gotcha. Yeah, when I type that into Google, it populates as 366 Farm to Market Road 1488, and we want it to be consistent with how it appears there on Google. Now, one thing that I wanted to do here, and I know you're just kind of brand new back again with the Home Advisor Angie's, and it's not specifically for that service, but there's a promo code in our system, if I can find it. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I'm going to apply a promo code here. It is for a business that's spending advertising dollars elsewhere. It helps me to reduce the cost of your service by lowering the one-time setup fee that normally attaches to that first month. The setup fee is not for the website. Like I said, I want to include that completely at no additional cost. The setup fee is to help us offset the cost of creating all the directories that we have to create for you to get you to show up ahead of your competitors, the time, the resources, in many cases, the direct cost even to create that content. The setup fee can be as high as $299 by itself, but I actually want to take $200 off of that setup fee. Normally, I might take $100 off, but I know how expensive paying for leads can be, especially with Angie's or Home Advisor, and I'm hoping to help you to avoid that altogether. So you probably had to spend, I think, $288 or $289 is what people usually tell me the setup fee costs, the annual membership fee for that. So I'll help you at least to offset some of that cost, take $200 off of your setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the first month, of course. Every month after that would be the $299 as a fixed flat rate. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. First, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. Like I said, we'll be scheduling that follow-up call so we can dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need. And then I would also do what's called a voice verification, Chewy. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, in fact, a month-to-month service, that in this case, we're reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, that we are even including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. Mr. Agridano, it is, in all honesty, though, very straightforward. Okay?
Sounds good.
And give me a second here, Jesus, or Chewy, to get that set up here. Okay, so it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Chewy. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Mr. Agridano, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
JCA, Kitchen and Bath.
And that's exactly how I have that, with the and being the ampersand and not the word A&D spelled out. And then, Chewy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Jesus Agredano, and I am the owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of JCA Kitchen and Bath, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
That's correct.
Of course. And then, Chewy, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Mr. Agridano, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Chewy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do.
Of course. Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we are not saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Chewy, that's fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in cost that I'm applying here, with the setup fee as well as the subscription costs reduced, with the website included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 5th of January, in the very discounted total amount of just $398. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate, or exactly, I should say, in the further reduced rate of $299. And that $299 is an exact amount, meaning it will never go up on you. It is a fixed flat rate. It will never go up, not even by a penny. There are no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. There's never any lead generation fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Chewy, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Truly, all that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Agridano, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Chewy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then, Mr. Agridano, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I have a MasterCard.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
I have the business name on it.
And it is the new business name, the JCA Kitchen and Bath?
No, this one is Chewy's Carpentry.
Oh, Chewy's Carpentry. Okay.
Is the one with the two circles, is that Visa? I think that's Visa, right?
If it starts with a four, that's a MasterCard if it's got the two circles. It should start with a five if it's a MasterCard.
Yeah, MasterCard.
Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 5348.
Mm-hmm.
7500-0907.
Okay.
4964.
And then the expiration month and year?
0326.
0326. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
565.
565. So I've got 565, 565 on the back of that card, and then March or 03 of 2026, the expiration date. And then, Chewy, the card itself, was it 5348-7500-0907-4964?
That's correct.
Okay. And is the billing address of that card the new address or the old address?
That new address.
The new address. Could you give that to me again? I guess I didn't hit update and it didn't save. I know it's on Quantum Market.
366 FM 1488 Road.
Okay.
Apartment 426, Conroe, Texas, 77384.
And then just the apartment number one time, it was 426, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on it, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is supports@localsplash.com. Now, you are going to receive all of that information in just about a minute here through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You will also receive a direct link by text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive that text message even before you receive that email. Now, when you receive one or the other of those, please do just let me know, because I wanted to walk you through a couple of things here on that. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call from our technician. We do schedule by the hour. The call, though, only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. It looks like we're a little bit booked up this morning. In fact, the one available today seems to be just the 5 o'clock, if that would work out for you. It would be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Would 5 o'clock work out for you today,
yeah,
this afternoon? Okay, perfect. So you will get a reminder email at 4 that the call is scheduled for 5, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite in just a minute here to your email that we've got on file. Now, it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. Now, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. The username, by the way, is just your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
I think I got both, yeah.
Okay. If you open up the email, the invoice email, the Local Splash invoice email, you should also get a welcome email, too. The system sends them out at the same time. But if you open up the invoice email, it will have on it a link. It says click here to accept the subscription terms. If you open up the text message, it goes exactly where we want it to go. but it should say local splash terms of experience on it. It's talking about your Google listing optimization. Is that what you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we are going to optimize your Google My Business listing. We are also going to mirror the same content on Bing. Now, of course, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website. We're certainly going to do that for you. The Google Ads, of course, we are doing that as well, etc. Now, if you scroll down, though, about two-thirds of the way, just under where it says SMS communication, we do want you to verify that the 832-785-6108 is a mobile phone that you have access to. Please do not click the box below that, though. That would be to opt out of SMS or text messages, and we certainly do want to be able to send those messages to you. But down towards the very bottom, just above the line that goes all the way across where it says signature below it, there's a box just above it that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then it's going to ask you to type in Jesus Agredano on the sign box or the click here box. You can either copy and paste it or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so do capitalize the J and the A. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. That would confuse the system. But once you've got your name in there, click on the confirm signature box. Chewy, that's going to do a couple of things. First, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the subscription cost and the setup fee, that we are including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. It also does allow us both to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and to do that initial MapW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, don't worry about that. The reason it's doing that is this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be soon using to access your tracking and your reporting. The system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you were even able to put in a password, it would take you to an error message that the dashboard has actually not yet been created. We are going to create that later today with that client interview and start fleshing that out. Usually, it'll take us just a couple of days to officially text and call you with your username and your password. Obviously, we want there to be content there for you to start tracking. But like I said, the phone number, just the numbers by themselves, is your username. For the support at localsplash.com email, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. Any correspondence there, just please do reference your phone number or your username, which is basically the same thing. And then when they do that client interview today at 5, they're going to give you the photos at localsplash.com email. If you want to jot that down, that will be where you can send photos directly to the photos department. But like I said, anything sent to the support email will get forwarded to the right department. Other than that, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call at 5 or shortly thereafter. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Chewy, you have a wonderful rest of the day. Like I said, someone from our client interview team will be giving you that follow-up call. Should be just a few minutes after 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Mr. Agredano. You take care, sir. Thanks again.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.